This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Jim Kooman. He's Old Iron curator and founder of Bikes of Days Gone By, and Steve McElwee, owner of Art Lab T-shirts, graphic designer for the event. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, so Bikes of Days Gone By. How many years have you been doing this?
Four.
4 years. And you have a big one coming up, the biggest one ever. When?
It'll be Saturday, April 13th at downtown Melbourne at Matt's Casbah.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the event. What can we expect if we come?
Bikes of Days Gone By is an event for antique motorcycle enthusiasts. We were going to have bikes of all makes and models. They have to be 1978 or older. Two blocks of historic downtown Melbourne will be closed off to all traffic except for foot traffic. We're going to have bands there. We'll have a couple hundred antique bikes, everything from Harleys, Indians, Japanese, European bikes, bikes with sidecars, even scooters.
And so in addition to the bikes and individual owners, you'll also have a lot of motorcycle clubs represented there also, yes?
Yeah, we're going to have Antique Japanese Motorcycle Club of America, the Sunshine Chapter of the Antique Motorcycle Club, and the National Antique Motorcycle Club of America. We'll also be having some local groups, not so much clubs, but local group bike groups that will be involved in it too, and some other vendors in the motorcycle world that will be there, basically vendors. We have a guy that's going to be selling cafe seats for motorcycles that he custom makes, and a couple motorcycle shops, powder coating business, and just basic things for the motorcycle needs.
So it's a great place to network and find people that can do stuff for you and parts and other motorcycle enthusiasts. And other than the age restriction of the bike, is it open to anybody?
The event is open to everyone. It's free for the public. Everyone's welcome to come out. The actual show hours are from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. We'll be setting up starting around noon. Registration for the bikes is from 2 to 4 p.m., but the public is welcome to come down and mingle. Go walk amongst the bikes, take photos. There's going to be music. Matt's Casbah has lined up, I believe, at least two bands. Probably have some good blues playing out there on the street. There's going to be entertainment in between the bands. It's going to be food and drinks. All of downtown Melbourne is out to support this event.
Okay, and a portion of the proceeds of this event does benefit a worthwhile nonprofit?
Proceeds from this event are going to the Candlelighters of Brevard. The Candlelighters of Brevard help families who have children with cancer, and a great cause, and we're happy to be supporting them with portions of the proceeds going to help people that are, their motto is, because the kids with cancer can't help themselves.
We are going to give some proceeds from our registrations for the bikes, which is going to be $15 for the people to enter the show. With that $15, they'll get a event t-shirt, which is really, really nice, and a goodie bag that's also included. If you have multiple bikes, you only pay the one $15 charge. We have 13 classes for the bikes. We have four classes for Harleys. Of course, we have Indians, British bikes, European bikes, cafe racers, bobbers, scooters, and sidecar bikes. We have the best of show, which is what the people that are entering the show are going to vote on. We'll have some trivia questions in between during the show that when you answer them, we'll be giving out shirts and hats.
Okay, well, it sounds like a lot of fun. So it's Bikes of Days Gone By, and it happens in historic downtown Melbourne on April
13th.
April 13th. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we hope everyone will come out. And if they needed more information, they can go to your website.
Website is bikesofdaysgoneby.com, www.bikesofdaysgoneby.com, and you can also find us on Facebook.
All right. Well, this sounds like a great event doing for a worthwhile cause, and I want to thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.